Moncrief on News Talk.
Levi Kelly from West Virginia is hoping to get into the Guinness Book of Records for the house he built because it's tiny. Tiny homes are apparently a thing, and Levi reckons his is the smallest. It's less than 20 square feet. Levi, good afternoon.
Hello.
Could you start by describing it? Because I'm looking at pictures of it, and it looks like it's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Well, it's probably the case. It's 19 square feet on the inside, which is about 1.8 square meters.
Yeah.
So it's pretty small.
Yeah, it is pretty. But on the outside, you have it on wheels. Is that right? So you can move it to different locations.
Yes. Yep. I had that trailer, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, man, this is going to be, I could make a really small house on this thing.
Yeah.
So I did.
So describe what facilities are inside. Pretend like you're a real estate agent for a moment.
So inside, you walk in, and on the left side, we have a bench to sit at, pretty comfortable. And underneath the bench is some storage, but I use that to have the AC and heating unit. So there is AC and heating inside, and where the battery is stored, because this is off-grid. So there is solar panels on top to power everything. And then we have your kitchen space up against the wall. There's running water. There's hot water. There's a mini fridge up on the countertop. And underneath is where the water is stored. You have 5 gallons. And on top, we have a fold-down bed. So you can stand in here when the bed's folded up. But when it's folded down, you can climb into the bed.
Okay. And when the bed is folded down, I assume that takes up pretty much all the space then?
It takes up all the space in the ceiling. So you can still sit on the couch and use the kitchen space. You just couldn't stand comfortably.
Okay. And if you were a particularly tall person, how would the bed work out for you?
Not probably wouldn't work out if you're tall. So the exact average height, 5'10", 5'10" is how big the bed is, which is my height. So I can lay there perfectly.
Well, you made a bed for yourself, obviously.
Exactly.
You accommodate anyone else. And now, as you said, there is water, but if one wants to take a shower or go to the toilet, one does that elsewhere, or can you do that inside the house?
You can do that. I have a shower on the on the outside of the house, and it has the cold or hot water. Like I said, there is 5 gallons. So if you take, a quick shower, you can only use 2 gallons or so. Hmm. I've done it. It works great. And then the toilet is separate. So there's a storage unit on the front of the trailer, and the toilet is in there, and you can take it. It's like an outdoor camping toilet, but it does flush. It has its own water system. And it can be put inside if you want privacy.
Okay, so that's extraordinary. And when you set about building this, did you say, I want to build the world's smallest house? Or is that just a fortunate byproduct of this?
No, I wanted to build the world's smallest functioning house. So that was my goal.
Yeah.
And I think you did.
Did you have to go through many design iterations to get it down to be as small as it is?
Well, I was limited to the trailer size, so I already knew how big it would be. So it was really just trying to figure out how can I fit everything I want inside. So I went through a different couple configurations to do that, and I ended up with what we have here.
Yeah, and do you know for sure it's the world's tiniest house? What's the world's second tiniest house?
From everything I've researched, it's the world's smallest functioning tiny house. There is a world record for it. And it's called the square meter house, but I don't really consider that a house because it just has a bench and a bed and nothing else. So there is a random world record for it, but I consider mine the world's smallest functioning tiny house.
Yes, and presumably you intend to use this, do you?
I have used it, yes.
Yeah. Is it really only in practical terms big enough for one person? Could a couple use it?
It is only big enough for one person, but I have a 3-year-old son, and him and I went camping in it one night. I had his mattress on the floor, and I slept up in the bed. So we did make it work.
Okay, yeah, well, that would work then. And presumably because it's on wheels, you kind of hook it onto the back of a vehicle, and you can bring it wherever you want to go.
Exactly, and it's all off-grid.
Yeah, and do you have plans now, Levi, to build any more similar, an even smaller house, or maybe a slightly bigger house?
I've considered it. My whole job is in the tiny house world, so I would love to build more tiny houses possibly in the future.
Okay. Is there a tiny house community?
Oh, there definitely is. Yeah. You know, over here in the United States, they're everywhere.
Yeah. And so and does that kind of express itself in the sense of people are admiring your house or being jealous of your house? Do you kind of swap tips with each other?
Yeah, I think people are just interested in how small you can live in a space and how minimal, because, you know, houses are just big. And I think people just find it interesting, really. I more so find people that are interested in it and they don't live in one. So,
yeah. And your regular house that you live in, is that absolutely enormous?
It is definitely much bigger than my tiny house. Yeah, it's a normal size house. I have family and kids, so we kind of like the space.
Yeah. Also, wondering, during the summertime, can it get a bit stuffy?
It can. You know, all my windows, there's four windows in the tiny space. It can open up, and I have the AC unit, so you can have the AC going.
All right. Okay. Crikey.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary. It's got it all. Levi, congratulations to you. Levi Kelly, as you've just been hearing, the constructor of the world's tiniest functioning home. Levi, thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.